USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled an October 22nd vote to approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. The move comes after 3 days of hearings where Democrats tried to pin Barrett down on Obamacare, abortion rights, and other issues. While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says the former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. And this is a big smoking gun.
First-time jobless claims last week rising to 898,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
While campaigning in Michigan on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence says there doesn't have to be a choice between supporting law enforcement and supporting people of color.
I mean, this president has done both for 3.5 years, and we're going to keep doing both for 4 more years.
The vice president also saying they have no plans to defund the police, and they want to ensure that every city in the United States has a law enforcement agency. Officials in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, say a ballot mapping error resulted in almost 29,000 incorrect ballots being sent out. The county's elections division said on Wednesday that Midwest Direct, the firm that was contracted to handle the printing and mailing of the ballots, confirmed the error. It noted the issues are being addressed and new correct ballots will be sent to the post office starting today. Most of the ballots are slated to be delivered to voters next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An administration official says interest could be rekindled in nuclear energy. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The chairwoman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the resurgence of interest in nuclear power as a clean energy source could be boosted by emphasizing how it would help humanity. Christine Savinsky on Wednesday told an Idaho governor's advisory group that non-traditional nuclear energy backers could be drawn to the idea if it's made clear how nuclear energy could combat global poverty and help advance opportunities for women. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson says the lack of a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel is holding back the industry. The Nuclear Research Idaho National Laboratory is one of the state's largest employers.
The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses, but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. Some of the things reversed include reduced mail hours, removal of collection boxes, and mail sorting machines. More news can be found on Facebook by following @USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.